What I'm talking about today is this special exhibition, which is Mapping Materials and Makers, Sculpture in Britain, 1851 to 1951.
Here, at the heart of Victoria and Albert Museum, Marjorie Trusted, the senior curator, is introducing an exhibition which illustrates the variety of materials and techniques employed by British sculptors between the 1850s and the 1950s. During this particular centenary, sculpture practice was transformed by urban expansion, by growing museums and exhibitions, and above all, by radically changing artistic styles. To be precise, it developed from garden sculpture to ideal sculpture. But why did the variation take place in that period? The curator explains that the reason probably is the British aesthetic ideal for naturalism.
Well, I suppose the British liked to have their country estates and their gardens, and the British picturesque ideal is very natural, so there would be a figure in a garden almost by accident.
Why in the 19th century the idol sculpture replaced the garden sculpture as the most popular form?
I think what happened in the 19th century was there were much more opportunities for exhibiting. So there were exhibitions at the Royal Academy. Also, people were building sculpture galleries where they could show the ideal sculpture.
This exhibition is installed to reflect that sculpture covers a great variety of materials and a whole range of types of objects. Among the most representative ones on display is the highly distinctive carving called Fish by John Skipping. He carved directly into the surface of the pebble, simply adding some details and made into a fish. Actually, it is incredibly lifelike. This work is a vivid embodiment of another strand in 20th century British sculpture, true to materials, that means making people aware of the actual material that is being used, which is fairly clear in this case. Another theme that you could very interestingly look at is women sculptors. Even though you know virtually nothing about this specific period in the art history, you may well be aware that women sculptors haven't been recognized. In this gallery, I asked visitors whether they could name some women sculptors.
I can't think of any.
I don't think there were, but there's certainly not many recognized sculptures from that century that were women.
Now, you might imagine that this exhibition probably will be male-dominated, but as Marjorie Trusted pointed out, this is not the case.
When we were planning this exhibition, one of the ideas early on was concentrating on women sculptors, because not many people realised that women practised sculpture. And we said, no, let's just choose the good sculptures. As we proceed, we actually have a lot of women sculptors, but that wasn't because we deliberately chose them.
One of the most illustrative items should be Saint George and the Dragon by Miss Ella Casella, dated in 1897. At first glance, you may not realize it is a wax. It's almost a painting. In fact, it is made by colored wax. As Marjorie explained,
women, especially at this date, for all sorts of financial and practical reasons, it was quite difficult to have a marble workshop. Whereas if you're working in wax, it's much easier to do it on a small scale without all the paraphernalia.
If you have ever studied the history of British sculpture, sadly you will find this exciting period was relatively neglected. There were a lot of excellent artists who were not covered by the standard reference book. The sculptor Michael Hope Lewis gave us his understanding of fame and humility.
It's also quite humbling to be aware of the fact that there are so many very skilled craftsmen whose names we simply don't know. And I think many students aspire to greatness and lose the entire point of being a craftsman. being recognised isn't the object. It is just creating beautiful things that speak to people from natural materials. And that in itself is a source of great excitement.
This display has received high remark by some of the visitors.
And it would be interesting to look at more material from that period. And it's a very interesting period.
The free talk about the sculpture in Britain will take place every Thursday and will go on until May this year.